nearby on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is the Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on. Now...
Morning, guys. Morning. Jane's back.
Hello.
Welcome back, Jane.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's nice to be here.
Finally, hey, you're out of isolation.
Yeah, out of ISO, living life large.
How was it waking up this morning? Big lot of sleep-ins.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. I'm not going to lie. It sucked balls.
Hey, do you feel fresh now, though? Coffee, one coffee in.
Yeah, not too bad. Yep.
Excellent.
Yep. Not too bad.
Good. Hey, Maddie from the newsroom. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Welcome back, Jade.
Hey, Maddie.
Thanks. I haven't actually seen you yet, so I didn't even know you were in there.
That's true. I haven't seen you. Have you been well?
Yeah, all right. Busy.
That's good.
I love that.
Have you been well? Everyone's well. That's good.
Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next, Crevo.
Yeah, that it is. It's our ultimate battle of the sexes. Lads on 45, Lasses on 48, still ahead by a couple of points there. Pretty cool prize today, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
$70 worth of Hunter Bell cheese from the Hunter Bell Dairy Co. if you want that. The lines are open, 13:10:09. We'll do it after.
You can't rig it, Crevo, so you can win it.
Oh, well, I wish I could.
I know you do.
But, hey, hands off. This is for listeners only.
Sigala, James Arthur, Lasting Lover, right now at New FM. It's 6:09. Good morning. Sigala, James Arthur, Lasting Lover, and New FM. Man, it is chilly this morning. 1 degree in Maitland right now. Partly cloudy. Our tops of 17 degrees. It's time for Lads versus Lasses.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
This is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Lads currently on 45, Lasses on 48. On offer today, a $70 Hunter Bell cheese package.
Ooh,
really
yummy.
Which is the ultimate. They make amazing cheeses. I was still after a lad. If you're a guy who wants to win some cheese, 13:10:09, and also get us a point. Come on, guys.
Yeah,
we need
we're lacking.
Right,
come on.
All right, we're going to Lisa this morning. She's a disability support worker, guys. She's finished work for the day. Yay! She slept over the client's house, and the bed is not as good as hers. It never is it, Lisa?
No, it's not.
Oh, Lisa. Well, look, we don't want you to win today, even though you're so lovely. We need to get some more points today. So let's kick off with question number one for Lisa, Jade.
Okay, so where are we? Lisa, what is the brand Kelso best known for making?
Kelso. Oh. I've got no idea.
That's okay. He's wheelbarrows. Tricky one.
I knew that.
You knew that. Deep down, you knew that.
Okay, question two. What are brick ties used for?
Brick lining.
Yeah, that's a bit close enough.
Yeah, cool. True or false? Question number three. You must use a washer when using a lock nut.
True.
No, it's false. But that's okay. You have one on the board.
Okay, hold the line for us, Lisa. Let's go to our lad this morning. New FM, who's this? New FM, hello? Nah, Lisa wins, guys.
Well done.
Good job, Lisa.
$70 worth of Hunter Bell cheese, all yours.
I'll be bogged up for life.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, cheese can do that.
It's like shooting ducks in a pond for you this morning, Lisa. Wow. Good job. Jade, up next. You're back, and of course, big day yesterday. Your first ever COVID test,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, it was spewing because I have come this far without having to get a COVID test. I was ropeable. So I did have it, and obviously it came back negative, hence why I'm
that
here.
That was quick.
Yeah, that's really fast.
Like overnight.
Yeah.
Same day results.
Yeah. It was blew my mind because I asked the lady, so what happens now? And she's... She's like, oh, I can't tell you how long fast they're processing it. And she's like, could be 48 hours. And I'm like, oh, sweet. Bing. But I'm going to tell you how that went for me next.
Awesome. All right. Good stuff. Very interesting.
We'll do it after this at New FM 16 past 6. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Aerosmith on 105.3 New FM. Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's 6:24. 15 the top around the lake today. It's 11 at Warners Bay. And, of course, 18 months after the global pandemic started, Jade's got her first COVID test.
It's Corona time. Hey, it's Corona time right now.
The coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
Yeah, what a sad day it was for me yesterday. I was just so... It was like the gold medal got stripped away from me because I was so excited that I'd made it that far without ever having to get a COVID test. I've been a very responsible human being.
Can I just say, though, why did you put it off for so long? Like, what was so scary to you about getting the test?
Well,
like,
where did this complex come from? I haven't been sick, and I haven't been to any hotspots where it was needed. I've been smart. Like, I've been hand sanitizing. I've been, you know, staying away from sick people.
No denying it. Yeah. They're very safe. Well, you broke the camel's back yesterday. Yeah, you got the COVID test. Up and the nose. How did it feel?
Well, I hated the experience. I was watching the lady in the car before me, and then she's going, and I'm thinking, oh, I've got to do better than that. No, I don't think I did. But the thing was, getting there, just to begin with, was a mission. Oh, my God. Why do they make these things so hard to find?
Fairly easy.
Okay, so...
There's big slants.
I'm guessing I turn left in here. Great. That was me hitting a gutter. Okay, well... I don't want to do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So there's 6 cars. I'm car number 7. Lucky 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I was watching all the cars leave one by one. Mine's coming up. My turn. And the suspense is killing me. And then I finally get to meet the lady. Yeah, thank you. I'm scared because I haven't had to do this yet.
There's nothing to be scared of.
Okay.
Down the throat, up each side of the nostril.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So just open up nice and wide and say, beautiful.
Sorry.
You're right. You're good.
That's horrible.
Yep. Now take a deep breath in.
Okay.
Look at me. Okay. Little to head back. And this side.
Sorry.
There we go.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's all right. You're all good.
Thank you. You were very lovely.
Thank you.
You know what? She's heard that so many times before.
I know, right?
I reckon you'd have shoved it up your nose harder.
Yeah, all good. You'll be fine. It's easy. Well, yeah, it's horrible.
She missed the whole only because I put my head back. I was get away from me.
Right. You have to go up further then because you've moved backwards.
Yeah. But you know what, guys?
You're no longer a virgin.
I'm no longer a virgin, but there's a third bit of audio.
Okay.
I don't know if it came through on the second email. I don't know. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
No.
Okay. It's gone. Okay. That's
Explain
all right.
Explain what happened. How about that?
It was just me afterwards. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
News time next at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos, and the mics are on now.
Up next on the show, guys, we are doing our brand new game / competition. It's called Shout Out for a Sick Day. How this works, right, you nominate your boss. You can call us up, hit us up on Facebook, send us their number. We call them and offer airtime to them so they can plug their business, say whatever they want about it, but in exchange, they have to give you the day off, no questions asked.
Yeah, like basically a sickie, right?
Basically a sickie. So they don't touch your leave. And they don't take your sick leave or, you know, make you work extra hours to make up for it. This is very simple. All you do is get the day off.
Free day off. How good does that sound?
Pretty good.
All right. Well, we do have a woman who's contacted us. Her name is Sarah. She works out at the airport. So we're going to call her boss in minutes at New FM. We'll do it after Pink. All I Know So Far at New FM, 6:36. Good morning. Pink, All I Know So Far. This is 105.3 New FM at 6:40. Chilly day today, guys. 17 the top in the valley, 18 in the city. It's 7 degrees on the coast right now. And we are doing the Novos shout out for a sick day.
Making sex to me is an art.
Like, you seem sick.
This is true, yeah. I'm sick as a dog. Well, research released this morning shows Australians are too worried to take sick days, and calling them sickies could be part of the problem.
You know what? We've given away a lot of prizes here at New FM over the years. Cars, holidays, cruises, lots of cruises.
Money.
Money. There's no greater prize, though, I think, than a free day off work.
Oh, it's the dream, right?
I'd love a free day off work.
So what we're doing, right, is we're going to call up a boss right now. A worker has nominated this man today. She works out at Thrifty at the airport.
Oh, nice.
Her name is Sarah, and she wants a day off, so we're going to call her boss Lachlan right now. Now, I don't think Thrifty needs all that much plugging on there. You know what I mean?
You mean they're doing...
I don't know. There's a lot of car companies.
A lot of car rentals. You're right. Mm. So there's competition. So maybe they'll take the offer, right? It's a pretty sweet offer. You can talk about anything you want on the air.
I know Sarah's been there for 10 years. Ooh. It's a long time. She's loyal. You deserve a day off.
100%.
Hello, Lachlan?
Hello, Lachlan speaking.
Hello.
Lachlan, you're live on the air with the Novos. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, we're well. Good.
Hey, Lachlan, your worker's Sarah. Tell us a bit about her. She's a good worker. She comes to work every day.
Yeah, she's a weapon at work, I'll say.
Excellent, excellent. So, basically, this segment, Lachlan, is called Shout Out for a Sick Day. Now, she's nominated you for a day off work. In exchange for that day off work, you can say anything you want about Thrifty live on the air right now. What are you thinking?
I'm a bit caught out here. I didn't...
Well, that's the whole idea, Lachlan.
Come on, Lachlan.
Are you willing to do it?
Yeah, it was just a rental car company out at Newby and out of the airport.
So, hang on a second. Before you get into the plugging, we have to get you to accept the deal. She gets a day off work and you can talk about the company. Do you accept?
Yeah. I suppose so, yeah. Good on you.
Yay! Good on you, Lachlan. What a boss.
Lachlan, think of the upper brass in the Thrifty ranks when they find out that you've plugged their business to thousands of people.
All right, tell us about how good Thrifty is and what you guys do and why you're the best.
Oh, in my opinion, we're just free real people. Nothing to hide, really. And we just, rent cars.
Good cars? What are some of the ones you've got in stock at the moment?
Oh, anything from a Toyota Yaris to a Kluger, Outlanders, X-Trails.
Ooh.
Pretty much covers everything, really.
Every type of car. Do you have any luxury ones as well?
We got more the Pajero Sport sort of...
Ooh, that's a nice car.
Yeah, Kluger Grandes. We don't sort of really dabble in the Mercedes anymore, but... Yeah.
Hey, Lachlan, do you have any, like, mints or treats in the reception area?
We do. We have some.
I understand it's not an Uber, it's a business, but I'm just asking.
Everyone loves a free Mentos in the little wrappers.
Yeah, Mentos, Fantails, Minties.
Beautiful.
On the counter, ready to go.
Well, you guys are awesome and you're doing a great job and you're a great boss for giving your worker the day off.
Thanks, Lachlan. Appreciate it, man. Aww. There you go. If you want to rent a car, head out to the airport, Thrifty.
Yeah, they're awesome.
We recommend
guys
it.
Out
Lachlan,
there.
What a legend. Giving Sarah the day off.
Just saying, have an employee work there for 10 years. They've got to be all right to work
for. Can I just say, Sarah didn't answer our call, so I actually hope she doesn't get the day off.
Hey, she's got it now. It's locked in, if you will. What's the Goss is up next, guys. And you're not going to believe Sharon Stone, she's 63, right?
Yeah.
She's currently dating a guy who is 38 years younger.
Good for her.
Than her. And how's this? Yeah. He never shows his face in public.
Is that one of Michael Jackson's children?
No.
That's
but
bizarre.
It's really weird. In fact, a lot of the time, he gets around wearing a ski mask.
Do you know who else does that? Dolly Parton's husband.
Wears a ski mask.
No, rarely gets seen in public. Like, this he just stays away, like, hides. Wow.
This guy is out and about, but he's wearing ski masks all the time.
That's hilarious.
This is bizarre. We'll get into this story up next.
Okay, 6:45 at New FM. Good morning.
Can you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, so guys, I was telling you just before the break about Sharon Stone. She's 63 now. And can I just say, for her age, she's looking good.
Yeah?
She looks like she's like 40s. Like, kind of amazing, really.
Oh, she's aged so well, Sharon Stone.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, she's started dating this guy called, he's a rapper called Rumor. Now, Rumor is a person who, on his Wikipedia page, says is professionally anonymous. Now, I've never heard of that as a profession. He gets around in a ski mask. Like, he literally goes to the shops and stuff in a ski mask. And, yeah, he's been dating Sharon Stone. He's only 25, which means there's a 38-year age difference between them.
Are they really dating, or are they just sort of hanging out and just good mates and mentoring?
Look, I've seen a few
mentoring?
Yeah.
What's Sharon a mentoring
Stone's not a
rapper?
Yeah, but she's, you know...
mentoring.
She's, you know...
They're 100% dating.
This is how you do the leg thing from the movie. Know that your legs aren't right. No.
Look,
very
I don't know.
Bizarre pattern-like match.
Absolutely. Now, I've got a bit of Rumour's song because this, like, oh, I'd normally say that this is the kind of music New FM plays all the time. I'm surprised we haven't added it to the list. Have a listen to this.
My brody told us truck. Sitting in your city, yeah, we shooting up your mat. Sitting with a Dominican girl, her ass is fat. Smoking on that whisker, live with KK. That bitch gonna set me up, she eat me.
I like it. It's good. I can see that.
It's not a bad song. It's just weird seeing a 63-year-old get down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, although I've seen worse. Honestly, look at, you know, Jeffrey Epstein and... Oh, wait, Jeffrey Edelston.
Edelston, you mean?
Like, with those young 20-year-old brides, you know? This is barely okay, I think. It looks good.
Now,
Chelsea Handler does it all the time.
Well, that's true. You know? I mean, and I will say as well about that song, because he's, like, professionally anonymous, apparently. Also... Like, and I love rap and R&B more than a lot of people probably do. But even that, hard to understand what he's saying.
Just the fact of seeing her in a mask, like she's a robber, it's just bizarre.
Well, it is very strange.
But she's wearing a mask.
She's
as
wearing
well.
A
wow.
mask like him, like a 16.
Don't worry, darling.
we'll do some mask on mask stuff.
I don't care about the age gap. Like,
look
whatever.
At his grills,
but
man.
It's just a weird match. Like, as long as they're happy. But you know when things just don't look how they should?
Yeah, well, he has all gold teeth. Like, all of them are gold.
Do you know what?
She's paying for them.
100%.
Very rare to see somebody with all gold teeth. When I caught a plane about a year ago...
Yeah, you and Rumour.
No. No, there was this flight attendant. She was based out of Melbourne, and she had all gold teeth. And I was blown away. She was, like, in her 20s, and this chick had gold teeth.
Your dream.
Not my
and
dream.
I'm gold.
I don't know. I'm mixed on the gold teeth, but it just blew my mind.
It is crazy when you see a young person, like, full golding out, right?
Too urban for Jay.
Yeah, just a little bit. Hey, we move across to the UK for this next story. Because Prince Charles, he's doing like a little tour of Wales at the moment, right?
Yeah.
Getting out, doing the normal thing, like, oh, you've walked near a school and waved at the principal, like you're doing your royal duty.
And he's very puffy fingers.
Does he have puffy fingers?
Very puffy.
He's sausage fingers.
As one of the things he's done, he's gone to this like hydrogen-powered car factory. This is a new factory, a new business called River Simple. Based in Wales. Now, the car you couldn't have picked a less cool, like, modern futuristic car. It looks like maybe 50, 60 years ago. You know when, like, think about, like, the Jetsons type stuff?
I love the Jetsons.
When they used to imagine what cars of the future would look like, they're like a Volkswagen Beetle that's more bubbly, basically. And he's driven that thing along, and it's the most absurd thing you've ever seen, him getting out of one of those.
You know what? I actually like the car. Well, I just Googled it.
They're very, like, they're ridiculous, Jade. How can you like that?
I would drive one of those. It's cute. Looks like it's smiling, like the grill at the front.
They look like a bit of a simpleton, if you imagine the smile.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at this car, Maddie. It's ridiculous.
No, it's cute. It's cute as a button.
You couldn't pick a less cool, like, futuristic car to drive. Get a Tesla, mate.
Well, obviously.
Absolutely.
Designed for females.
Perhaps, but him getting out of it is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Designed for you, Jade, I think, is the answer you're looking for.
So cute.
Glass Animals Heat Waves at 105.3 New FM. It's 7:23. 8 degrees in the city right now, partly cloudy. 18 this hot today. Jade Crevo. You know me, I'm a single guy. I've been a single guy for a long time. ever since I've been in Newcastle for like 3 years now, I've had like a few little non-starters that I've been into, but then they've just sort of not worked out, right?
Fizzled out, I think is the term, the official term.
You know what? Yes, Crevo, fizzled out, yes. I mean, you know, single guy, it's hard to meet people. It really is.
It is, because, you know, you lived for a long time in Sydney. You got a big network there, but here, a bit less, right?
Well, everyone knows each other here.
That's so true.
I mean, it's not a town of 10 people either, Jack. Jeez. I've received a few messages from some love interests, or former flames, might add, and I've been really taken aback by it because they've all come in the same week. So I've been, like, really single. Like, there's single and going on dates and putting yourself out there. I've been, like, really single, going home alone and having nothing. Anyway.
Going back to your cap. You've got Harry.
You do.
Yes, Jane, coming back to my cat. A few messages, right? So there was one guy. I'm not going to name them because I feel like that's a little bit much,
no, you don't. Really. No need to do that.
Anyway.
We want to hear the
content.
Okay,
so when did you meet this guy?
This guy I met when I first moved to Newcastle, right?
Okay.
Really nice guy. Really liked him. It just didn't work out. I don't think we were compatible people at the end of the day. But he hit me up the other day and he's like, "Hey, Maddie, it's been a while. Just wondering how you are."
No, you know what? Screw him. He missed the boat.
No, and I was like, "Oh, thanks."
Hang on.
Well, he's had a partner for the last couple of years, right?
And you weren't good enough to be the partner to begin with?
Anyway, do you want me to be lonely forever?
I've got your back.
Anyway.
Is he good looking?
Yeah. Lovely guy. We got chatting the other night and he's asked me out for a drink again. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out for a drink.
Good on you, man.
It's just a drink or a dinner. It doesn't have to be something I rush into.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
know
getting
what?
Back with them. It's just, you know, a
Tease
social
him.
Thing.
You know,
no, I'm not going to do that either.
Yeah, do it.
Get him to shout you the dinner.
Say,
at
this
him
is what you missed.
There was another guy that I was really into. There was another guy, the banker, right?
Oh,
right.
Yes.
I loathe the banker.
The banker, right? I was really into the banker, and he just ghosted me.
You it bought was a whole new outfit, and you showered him. I remember this date. Maddie went and got the nicest shirt. And then this guy stood him up.
Did you? Is that the one when, like, you fell out of the car with nerves?
When you
kissed?
Yeah,
that's the one. Yes. Anyway, he's
cringe.
I've bumped into him at the shopping centre a few times, right? And it's always a bit awkward. I really liked him, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, he messaged me with, super cool, "What's new?" I'm like, "Heya, not much, hey, just been working heaps lately. So bloody busy. How was your trip?"
You took the bait.
He's like, "Trip was eh. I really didn't enjoy it at all. Glad to be home. I have 2 weeks off." I'm like, "Oh, no good. Are you just hanging out at home?" He goes, Oh, yeah, not ideal. I'm going to Mudgee for a couple of days. We must have a drink soon.
You know what? You're not a frosty pop. You're not a frosty pop.
I said, yeah, I'll go for a drink. So I've got two drink dates lined up. And then there was another one in Melbourne who I used to be interested in messaged me again.
Okay.
But that's never going to work.
We've got to talk about the banker for a second.
Yeah. I don't like the banker.
Because, and I'm putting this theory out there, and go for it if you're into it, Maddie, but I think he's got 2 weeks off. Can't travel anywhere.
Yeah.
He's using you just because he's bored.
You guys are so negative.
No, he's just thinking, I could have a little 2 week holiday romance.
And then I jump in head first.
Yeah.
Fall in love in a week.
You're not his frosty pop. You walk away.
What's a frosty pop?
I don't know. You keep saying frosty pop. What's that?
Frosty pop.
Like an ice pop?
It's like
icy
a
super
duper, you know.
Oh,
like,
must be a Queensland thing.
I think so. I've never heard of it.
But I've got a couple of dates lined up. We'll just see how it goes, you know?
Just be careful.
Don't give it all away.
Don't follow me. Either. I can see all of this Jay popping her head out from across the road.
I always give the banker's house the bird whenever I drive past because I don't... He really hurt you.
Wait, I can just see you going to a restaurant and then, what, it's night time. Why is there a girl reading a newspaper over there with two eye holes cut in it? Oh, it's Jay. Lovely to see you.
I'm not mopping up a broken heart.
Listen here, you're no romantic cleaner, Jade. You let me bloody suffer knowing you.
I'm warning you now.
Hey, I told you, now you got to feel all the pain. I'm sorry, Maddie up next.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos, and the mics are on now.
So up next, guys, we want to try and get behind a local mum who is trying to achieve a dream here.
Because, a life dream.
Yeah, absolutely. She's been through a lot over the past few years. She's been battling a number of different basically challenges with cancer. And she's always wanted to sing the national anthem in front of as many big sporting events as she can. And she is a great singer, right? Mm.
Of course, she loves the football, and the State of Origin has been a big dream of hers. Of course, now it's coming to Newcastle.
Yeah, game three.
We need to get behind this woman. We want her, and a lot of people want her, to sing the national anthem at the State of Origin game three here in Newcastle. I think we can do this, guys.
So do I, because this is the sort of story that the community of Newcastle and this region can get behind, and the sort of person that we need to lift up, because she's such an inspiration. She's a mum and she's doing it tough, and she deserves this great opportunity.
Her name is Amanda. She's currently battling stage 4 cancer. She's been battling cancer since 2016, and she's got two boys, Evan and Reese, who are 12 and 13 years old.
Okay.
So we're going to chat to her after this at New FM. Marshmello here with me right now. Churches, Marshmello here with me. This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 7:39 right now.
An incredible story that we're trying to get behind and cause, if you will, because this first came to my attention yesterday. I found out about this mum. She's from Abermain. Her name is Amanda, and she's been battling stage 4 cancer for a number of years now, or it's built up over this time. And she, one of her dreams is to sing the national anthem in front of great sporting events. And she's always loved the footy. And of course, everyone, you know, has been talking about how the latest Origin game is going to be played here in Newcastle. And how great would it be for her to sing the national anthem in front of this?
Well, to have a local, you know, actually sing the anthem would be pretty amazing. So
that in itself,
Amanda,
you're right.
Amanda joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Hey, good. Amanda. Thanks so much for joining us and for jumping on and telling us your story.
My pleasure. Thank you.
No, that's okay. So tell us, you know, why you want to sing the national anthem.
I can remember growing up for as long as I can remember, back in the days when Julie Anthony sung the national anthem, and she was just the epitome of perfect for me. And I just always wanted to have that moment, and I always admired her anthem, and I just always wanted to do that. And so over the years, I've sung the anthem at, you know, local sporting events or different charity events and things like that. But the epitome of just the ultimate for me would be the big Origin game.
Hey, Amanda, yes. The video's amazing. It went up on Facebook last night, and your voice is incredible. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey with cancer that you've been battling these last few years?
Yeah, I'm sure. So 2016, I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Yeah.
The year prior, I had actually had the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene testing because both my mum and my sister have that BRCA gene. And I'd actually come back negative, and I sort of thought, okay, then, you know, like I'm kind of okay. And it was a year later that it come back, came up in my results of, in 2016, of it being aggressive stage 3. So I had 6 tumours on my right side, and I had a double mastectomy, 6 months of chemo, radiation and things like that. And
now, this is when you were
going okay.
You were 31 years old at the time.
I was 31 years old, and I look back now, and my children were babies. You know, how do you tell children that? And it's really hard to explain. It was even hard to sit down and, you know, swallow it with my husband. But then with it coming back in 2018, just out of the blue, not expecting it, I felt fine. And it turned to metastatic or stage 4 and had spread to 7 tumours all in my spine.
Jeez. Amanda. And this is currently a journey you're on right now?
Yeah. So I'm on chemotherapy, oral chemotherapy, every single day for 21 days, and then I have 7 days off, and then it's start all over again. It's bloods at the end of that to make sure everything's going okay. And then I have all my big scans, like PET scans and MRIs, every 3 months.
What would it mean to you to sing the national anthem in front of this, before this Origin game?
Look, it actually just makes me emotional to think about it. Lots of little sort of singing things over the years that are special. My kids haven't seen. It was before sort of their time. So to be able to go out there and sing in a moment that they can definitely remember for the rest of their life will just be the epitome. And especially with my youngest son, he's so football crazy.
Yeah.
He plays the Curry Bulldogs.
And, yep, the Bulldogs.
Yes. And so for him to, you know, share that moment on a sport that he's also passionate about.
Tell us about your boys, Amanda. They must be, you know, must be pretty strong kids, and you must be super proud of them.
They really are. They really are good boys. I'm really spoilt with love in my household. I get breakfast in bed and a coffee off my husband every morning. And my children, Reese is 13. He's such a quiet, placid boy, but he helps me with the washing and does it. Like, they get lists of jobs that they have to help with him, and they never whinge about it. They just do it. And then Evan's the sporty little cheeky one. He's 12. And, comes into bed for a cuddle every morning. And they give you your spring in your step. You couldn't do this without them.
Well, Amanda, you're a very amazing woman and a strong woman, and we want to make this happen for you. So basically we want everyone to, bombard the NRL to make this dream of yours come true. So we're going to try and make it happen.
Thank you so much.
We need all of Newcastle to get behind you.
Amanda, we've got some contacts at the NRL. We're going to send this to them. And I know you've got your post up there. We're going to share that.
Yes, everyone's been so kind. My community is so beautiful.
We need to do this, Amanda. This is such an important thing. And I think your story, I'm so touched by it. I think we all are here.
You're such a strong person.
And so positive.
Absolutely.
As well.
Like, so please, the things that you can do is, like Jade said, bombard the NRL. If you see this post, share it. Tag the NRL, and we're going to, like you said, Maddie, if you haven't seen this post, we're going to put it on our page as well to try and get the word out there as much as possible, because I feel like Newcastle as a community can make this happen.
Let's get on to NBN as well. And, you know,
100%.
We've got to do this for you, Amanda. Look, we're going to try our best. Thank you first of all, for sharing your story with all of us.
It's so inspirational.
Thank you so much for your help. Like, this is just amazing.
That's okay. We're going to do our best.
All the love to you and your family, Amanda. Thank you so much for joining us. And, yeah, like you said, Krivet, we'll put that up on our Facebook page now.
Birthday Lotto, guys. $750 up for grabs. This is where if you have a... we pick a month at random. You're born that month. You call the show on 13 10 09. First through gets a shot at the cash.
That's right. I've just spun the wheel. And it has come up as Feb.
All right, February babies, 13 10 09. If you want to spin our birthday balls.
Tom Cochran, Laugh is a Highway on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 7:55. It's time for birthday lotto, guys. Worth $750 today.
Oh my gosh.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Yeah, we pick a month at random. If you're born that month, you have to be the first through on 13 10 09 to spin our birthday balls. $750 is up for grabs this morning.
Yeah, let's go to Jody. She just knocked off work. She's a cleaner. She has two granddaughters, loves the rugby league, and goes to every Bulldogs game. Hey, Jody, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Hey, oh, Jody, did you hear that story before from Amanda? How good would it be if she could sing at the Origin?
Absolutely, it would be fantastic.
Yeah. I think everyone is behind her at this point.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, let's do this right now. $750 on the table, Amanda. What are you spending... Oh, sorry, Jody. What are you spending the cash on if you win?
Probably the granddaughters.
Yeah, always the way. You're lovely.
You sound like a really young grandma.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's a fine.
Take a compliment.
You will never reveal her age.
Righto, Jody. I hope you're born on the 23rd of Feb.
No.
Unlucky.
Thanks, Jody. Appreciate it.
Thanks
back before 9 o'clock. Worth $750 today, guys. Our news time with Maddie. Up next. There we go.
105.3 New FM.
New FM.
New FM.
105.3 New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is the Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on. Now...
Over the past few days, I have gotten a taste for trading.
Oh, haven't you? What, Jade? You won't believe how obsessed he is with
this
now.
I feel like I'm living and breathing the New York Stock Exchange.
Really?
Yeah. So I think I've found a new career possibly, right? I started off with this induction cooker, which is like a little stove that you can use in your house, right? And I didn't really need it anymore. It was only used once, brought it in here and traded it on the air for a glass-fronted toaster. Now, that's one you can look through like a lovely window and see your toast cooking away.
I have never seen one of these before in my life.
Well, it was a very interesting trade. Mm. Fair trade, a lot of people would say. But, of course, yesterday things evolved even further because you decided... I've tried the toaster once. We cooked some sourdough from Uprise Bakery.
Baked Uprise, yeah.
And we were like, oh, you know what? Let's trade it on and see what else we can get.
Yeah. So
was it good, though?
Oh, the toaster was amazing.
Yeah,
it was
cool.
An incredible toaster. I mean, people were shocked by how good it was. But I decided owning it for a couple of hours was enough, and it was time to move along. So I did the next trade, which we'll explore a little bit more in just a minute. But essentially, I got my hands on a Hairology Advanced Technology Refreshing Hairbrush.
Right, okay.
So this is like a hairbrush with all of this electronic technology
in
it.
It's a vibrating hairbrush, essentially,
amongst
right?
other yeah. things.
So let's rewind for a second.
Yeah.
You started off trading what?
So
with the induction cooktop.
Right.
Went to the toaster, the glass-fronted toaster.
And now we've got this.
The Hairology Advanced Tech Refreshing Hairbrush.
Okay.
13 10 09. I've looked at the hairbrush for a while and I'm ready to move on. It's worth $69. I did do some more research,
yeah. Prevo. $69.99 on special. Regular retail price, $139.99.
What's it supposed to do? Straighten your hair.
I'll tell you all about it in just a minute.
Are you shocked?
If you're interested in the hairbrush, this is your chance. $13.1009.
Keith Urban, Love Songs Ain't For Us. Right now on New FM. Good morning. Amy Shark, Keith Urban, this is New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo, 8:10. Partly cloudy day today, sunny at the moment though, it's 9 degrees in the city. Crevo,
of course, Newcastle's most famous Facebook marketplace seller.
He built that up like crazy.
She was a mad Facebook marketplacer. She knew every item you had.
It's a side hustle.
She said you're a little bit overpriced, to be honest.
I'm feeling the rush of Wall Street, baby. Being a trader is amazing.
I love that you found a new brand new sector of your selling business.
It's not a business. This is a hobby, and I'm having so much
radio
fun.
Radio Trading Post. I love it.
Okay, so, of course, yesterday there was the big trade going down between item number 2 and item number 3. The glass-fronted toaster for this Hairology hairbrush, rather.
Yeah.
Here's how the journey went, because we had to go off-site. Doing the toaster trade turned out to be a bit of a journey. We had to drive out to the bay.
Crevo, here we are at Lemon Tree Passage for part 3 of the trade. Here we go. There is the very famous glass front toaster.
Turns out to finalise this deal, though, there were some terms and conditions.
Michelle has said we cannot do the swap without testing the toaster because she doesn't trust it works.
Oh, it's getting brown.
It'll get really brown
it's
now.
It's getting brown.
Yeah, so I reckon that.
Let's pop it up, Michelle. Let's see.
Hit next one. There we go.
Oh, hey. Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that.
Pretty good. We have a deal.
And so the deal was done, and we transported the super valuable vibrating hairbrush back to Newcastle in the New FM armored van. And I have it here in front of me.
Have a look at that. Let's run through the packaging of this. It looks fancy. As seen on TV, plastered across the packaging. It looks like Moira from The Morning Show is selling me that.
Okay, so I'm going to read you from the pamphlet. No, this hasn't been used. Yeah. Keep that in mind when you're thinking about what items you'll want to trade with me.
Okay.
Right? Have a great hair day every day. Isn't that the dream of all women, Jay?
That is true.
It's getting started with ionic and sonic technology. Do you know what those technologies are?
No, tell us more.
I have no idea either. But with just a few simple strokes, Hairology actively revives and refreshes with gentle sonic vibrations, easily detangling and lifting for body and volume.
Maybe it's really good for people with curly hair.
Can I have a look at the box?
Of course you can.
Oh, no, actually, I want the item. Can I see the item?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, it's a vibe. Look.
When you
it's
turn
a vibrating
it on,
hairbrush.
It lights up.
Oh, it actually looks nice.
It's schmick, right? You can't hear it vibrating because it's very, very, very low vibration.
It looks like this is some sort of alien probing device. It's very much from the future, isn't it?
Okay. 13.1009, first of all, if you'd like to trade something for the hairbrush. Yesterday, we did take this call from Hayden. Hayden, what do you have to trade for the glass front toaster?
Well, actually, I want the hairbrush.
You want the hairbrush?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a brand new 2018 Roosters Premiership replica jersey.
Oh,
that sounds good.
The Roosters, though, man, no good.
Oh, come on.
All right, what do you think this is worth?
A few hundred bucks.
Few hundred bucks. So wait, you want the hairbrush?
Yeah.
Now, I did inform Hayden via text that I had secured the hairbrush, but no reply.
No.
So
no.
It seems like Hayden might be backing out of the deal.
We do have another call, though, right now. We have Katie on line one who has something she would like to trade you for the hairbrush. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Hello. Hey. What have you got for us?
Okay, let's take it back. Circa 1999.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is an item that you can't get anymore. I believe they don't even make
these items anymore. It's a single.
Rare.
A CD single.
Okay.
CD single. All right, let me sell it to you. I know New FM's a huge fan because they play her all the time. It's Vanessa Amorosi, signed single, and it also features absolutely everybody four different times.
And, oh, wow.
And in a Latino version, so.
Now, this is a tough one because, guys, I do know memorabilia is a big thing,
but
right?
But it's Vanessa Amorosi.
Signed.
It's like, signed,
it's
though.
Song
it's
as signed, well.
It's signed on the cover and the disc.
And the very rare Latino version of absolutely Latino everybody. Version.
Wow. It's got the original. And Latino. Oh, amazing.
Memorabilia is worth a lot of money. I do know that.
I'm just guys. Having a look here on eBay.
How much is worth?
One selling for. I don't think they've really gone up in value.
How much? $4.99?
There's an unsigned copy for $2.95.
Oh, but come on, unsigned.
No, signed twice.
Signed twice.
Well, I don't think it's
worth,
on it.
Worth more than
probably,
maybe.
It's probably got her fingerprints on it, guys.
Does it? Or could have her DNA. It a bit would. Of Vanessa Amorosi's DNA
and,
on
and
it.
Do you know who's going to be wanting this single?
Who?
Absolutely everybody.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to. I think we're cancelling it due to the joke. guys.
Well, what are you thinking, Creva?
Guys, do you think I should enter into the memorabilia market and move away from the advanced hair technology market?
The lines are still open, by the way.
I wouldn't do it because I think this hairbrush is valued more.
Let me give
you a sob story. I've got a daughter who's six. She hates having a hairbrush, and I really believe that she would enjoy this hairbrush. It'll be used daily.
Sob stories don't work on me, Katie. That's not the way to my heart. The way to my heart is through a good trade. Have you got anything you could sweeten the deal with?
What do you want?
I don't know, something worth more around the $50 mark so that I can continue this trading on.
The $50 mark? I could probably give you a haircut.
A dodgy haircut?
This is a dud deal, Katie.
Sorry, Katie.
I'm not qualified in hairdressing, but, mate, I can give you a haircut.
No. What do you think, guys?
I think you're stuck with the hairbrush.
Stick with the hairbrush?
Stick with the hairbrush for now.
All right.
Sorry, Katie.
We'll see if we can do any better another way.
In the meantime, though, Vanessa Amorosi, absolutely everybody, Latino extended mix.
Oh, this is the good
one. Not bad.
What makes this Latino? A couple of shakers.
It's got a well.
That's definitely the Latino bit.
Oh,
it sounds exactly like the original.
Well, guys, love it or loathe it, after this, I'm going to get your thoughts on the daily topic, and it does involve chicken McNuggets.
Ooh.
We'll do it next. The New FM. Good morning.
105.3 New FM.
Now, you are waking up to 4 degrees in Maitland, Chile today. Guys, heading for a top of 17 there. It's time for Love It or Loathe It with Jade.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where I get Crevo and Maddie's thoughts on the daily topic. There's just one rule, no fence sitting. Guys, your thoughts on chicken McNuggets.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. I'm not a Nuggets guy.
Loathe it. Do you know what? I've never understood why people love chicken McNuggets.
Why?
I think they are the worst variety of all chicken nuggets.
No.
I only like nuggets if they're pieces of chicken, not like the ground up ones. That's a no from me.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. I love chicken McNuggets.
I mean, look, have
you
I consumed...
You always get the chicken McNuggets from KFC.
Well, the KFC ones are better, but let me tell you, I have... Look, I'm not going to lie. I have consumed a 20-pack of nuggets in the last month to myself from McDonald's.
Really?
I have eaten them. I do enjoy them when I have them.
Yeah.
I just don't go out of my way to get them.
Are you getting sauce with them?
Oh, absolutely,
you
yeah.
You have to
yeah,
have sauce, don't you?
Well, I'd imagine so.
Would
because
you
they're
sour,
very dry.
Barbecue and McChicken sauce.
So you could have three sauces.
I get the trio of sauces.
If you
yes.
don't get your trio of sauces, you blown up?
I mean, no, I still eat them as long as I have one.
Well,
sauce.
I get angry. Like, they always say sauce is in the bag. I never believe them. I'm always checking my
really?
My order. 100%. Because I don't want to end up like this guy. So, this man in the US. he got revenge on his local Macca's over there because he was shafted out of his sauce for his chicken McNuggets. So he called in a bomb threat on the McDonald's. Bit extreme.
Oh my God, that's more than a bit extreme. But, that's ridiculous.
But he was furious that he didn't get his sauce with his nuggets.
You can't do that.
Very simple to pull the car up, walk inside the restaurant. Hello, I forgot. You forgot my sauce. May I have some?
Oh,
sure. Go home.
Sorry about that.
It's just such a nuisance having to drive back around.
Jade, are you really justifying the guy that called in a bomb threat because he didn't get his sauce with his nuggets?
What a loose unit.
You know what? I can understand how he feels. 100%. There's nothing worse, especially when I pay my 50 cents for it. You know, give it to me for free.
That sounds like a guy that, you know, I want in society.
No, I don't.
Walking around next to us, calls in a bomb threat over some sweet and sour sauce. Wow. Well, thank you, Jade. Appreciate that.
You're
news
welcome.
Time up next. Of course, Newcastle's hottest tradie. We've got one more day of entries. We've got a very special announcement to make next with Uma, the intern. We'll do it after the news at New FM. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Yeah, now, of course, we are still collecting blankets for our homeless drive. If you want to drop off any blankets, jumpers or food here at the station, there's a trolley out the front. So overwhelming the amount of people that have donated this time.
Yay.
We're going to drop them off tomorrow. We're still taking donations up until tomorrow, though, guys. Up next, though, Crevo, Newcastle's hottest tradie continues and it's ramping up next.
Yeah, this is going to be huge because, obviously, last year the search was massive and this year bigger and better than ever. But we're introducing a bit of a twist to the selection process up next. So, you know, if you've already entered, think about this, but also another opportunity to get in a sort of a different way.
So Uma, the intern's joining us because
yes.
There's something up our sleeves.
Here she is. Hello, Uma. How are you?
Hey, how you going?
Hey, big announcement from you next. It's your final day tomorrow to get into the draw. We're going to find out more after. Fresh, Ed Sheeran. This is Bad Habits at New FM. Great song, 8:35. Good morning. Brand new Ed Sheeran. That is called Bad Habits, and this is New FM. It's 8:39, and it's time for Newcastle's hottest tradie 2021.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Swing that hammer again.
Newcastle's hottest tradie 2021.
Yeah, that's right. You can still enter one more day, actually, on newfm.com.au. We've had so many entries. And, of course, last week on the show, we introduced Uma, the intern, to the show. She's in the studio right now. Hello,
Hello
Uma.
Hello.
Now, you've been looking over the entries. Some pretty hot tradies have entered, right?
Yeah, they really are. Very piping hot. Piping
now, as a part of this process, what we've decided to do here is actually introduce a bit of a twist, a bit of a different way to get into the finals, right?
Ooh.
So, Uma, we're going to get your help on this because what we want you to do, if you are someone that hasn't entered yet and you've been sort of thinking about it, or there's a bloke or girl on your job site who you think will be perfect for this, we want you to send us a message on Facebook, right, through the New FM Facebook portal. And then both you, Uma, and Jade, tomorrow on the show, are going to go out to that job site with this special golden hammer that we have had forged at a local blacksmith shop. And this hammer is like, it's a shortcut to the finals, right? The normal way into the finals is you put your entry in and then there's a big selection process. Maybe you'll get in, maybe you won't. If you get your hands on the big old golden hammer, you're straight in to the finals.
So okay, just clarifying for those who are listening. So yeah. They can nominate themselves or you can nominate someone on your job site. But
that's right.
Is there a photo element as well, or just their name and where the job site is?
No. So no photo element. This is an express way into the final. So you and Uma out together on the streets, out to the people, and you guys are the ones that are choosing, right?
Right.
One special person into the finals. It's a very simple concept. But this is going to be fantastic. Overnight, we're going to take your entries, send us your job address, your site, and who you're thinking about. But and it could be random. You guys said it could just choose anybody on the job site.
Uma, I don't know how we're going to decide.
No, it's very hard. The runners-up that I've already chosen are pretty hot, so how are they going to beat this?
Well,
so what? They're going to send us the address, and we just go and pick anyone on the site.
Yeah, that's right. You go out to that address, and they go, hey, check out all the, you know, the tradies on this work site. And you go, you and Jade, you confer, you compare notes, and you go, it's him over here. And you walk over, you give him the hammer, and he's straight into the finals instantly.
Oh, well, at least we get to hold a hammer, Uma.
Yeah, exactly, a golden hammer.
The best tie.
So let's have a like quick chat between you two. So just to see that you're on the same page, Uma likes muscles and guys that are tanned. Do you like those things, Shade?
Yes, but I don't like
I reckon
like
you
them,
two
like,
have the same taste.
I don't like Arnie big. Like,
no,
I don't
know. Just naturally big.
Like AFL.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, big, yeah. Sexy AFL arms.
A little bit sweaty and...
Yeah, and maybe a torso of an NRL player.
Yeah, exactly right. Absolutely.
You guys are going to get on great.
Have either of you been with a footballer in the past?
We've dreamt of it, surely.
I think.
Not a professional.
But a footballer.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. What about you, Uma?
No, I've never been with a footballer. I've been with a tradie, so it'll be interesting to see well, what trade we pick.
That's why we've chosen you, Uma, the intern. So you're very, very experienced.
A veteran.
Veteran.
I hope it's just the tradie that's low to the ground. Imagine us getting up on the roof, like, handing over this
over
golden
a hammer.
Yeah, that's it. Well, okay.
A brickie?
Yeah. They're muscly, or a concreter.
Well, they have to carry a lot of heavy
They've
stuff.
They've got sexy yeah. backs.
Yeah, and well, they work topless.
Hey, that's a possibility. It's been quite warm, the weather, hasn't it?
Might take some baby oil on
site. Is that classified as perving us, though? Just rocking up at a job site?
You guys are doing an official and important duty here, taking somebody to the next level in this competition.
We need sashes.
So if you get to this next level, if you're the one that gets the golden hammer, it's 1 in 5. Like, you're straight away up to the next level.
Oh, good stuff. The winner will walk away with $500 to spend at the Kent. Good luck, guys. We'll chat more tomorrow.
Thank you.
Birthday Lotto is up next, though. All you need is a birthday to play, Crevo. We are looking for which month, please?
Anyone born in May, this is your chance. 13-10-09, your chance at $750.
Oh, my gosh.
The Novo's Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
Oh, thousands of dollars given away already this year, and now $750 are potentially all yours. Looking for people born in May right now. Let's meet our contestant.
All right, let's go to Jeanette. She has no pets because she's allergic to all pets, I'm guessing. She doesn't like stargazing. For fun, she goes to the movies with friends, but they are all in lockdown. Hello, Jeanette. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, Jeanette. Well, that must be hard. Are you allergic to all pets?
Most, yeah.
Oh, how did you discover that? Did you have, like, a dog growing up?
I was brought up with birds and everything.
Yeah.
And I was really sick last year, so I went and got my hair tested.
Yeah.
And it came back with about 6 pages of allergy.
So little doggies aren't allowed in your house.
No.
Keep them outside.
Oh, I do see my son's dog, but yeah.
Is it an expensive test to see what you're allergic to?
It costs me about $300.
Wow.
Jeez,
but at least then you're good to know. It'd be interesting because everyone would be allergic to something. You just wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, I've got to cut out gluten, dairy, and a whole heap of other things.
Hey, Jeanette, did you have a pet when you got this test?
No.
Oh, I was going to say you would have had to give it away or something.
Terrible. Yeah, it would have been heartbreaking.
No, I've always had my son's pet.
Oh, that's cute. That's all right, nice. Jeanette, $750 up for grabs. What are you spending that on if you win?
Maybe go to Queensland or somewhere.
Ooh, exciting.
Oh, a little getaway.
Here we go.
Well, I have pulled out the 22nd.
No, I'm the 31st.
Ah, too bad.
Sorry.
Thanks anyway.
Sorry, Dale. Thank you so much. What's $775 tomorrow? Birthday Lotto is back. Good to have you back, Jade. Excellent.
Yay.
Nice to see you.
thanks.
Finally out of isolation.
All back together. The three pieces of the puzzle.
105 minutes commercial free is up next with producer Jackson.
Yeah, thank you and good morning. I love a Thursday. The end's in sight. Feels good. 105 minutes commercial free with
Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa.
No, it's Dua Lipa. Thank you, Wendy Williams, though. Don't start now. It is coming up. Teenage Dirtbag, Wheatus from the Naughties. Ooh, I love it. And Mimi Webb. I'm so good without. Good without. This is fresh to the home of Newcastle's best music. All coming up after 9. 105 minutes commercial free.
Thank you, sir. We'll catch you tomorrow. Don't forget the podcast available wherever you get your podcasts from. We'll catch you then. Bye.
Bye. See ya.